wish every day was Friday.
Rock and roll!
It's very important that I score tonight.
We need to evolve into dudes who score.
You can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals.
Here's to starting the biggest, bestest, drunkiest, driviest, vehicular manslaughteriest. Get off with a slap on the wrist because our dads are the richest fraternity on campus.
Morning! It is just shy of 6 o'clock. Andy and Mel, it's Friday. And I have a headache.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure why.
Did you take anything?
No.
You should. Or drink some more water.
Oh, that's what I got, a bottle sitting right there.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't know why. It's just like a little one. It's not a big one.
Yet. So
mine
always
planning
start.
On making it bigger?
No, I'm not planning on it, but I can't control that.
Yes, you can.
Okay, you just want me not to say anything all morning long?
No. That's not at all what I'm saying.
I won't be a headache for you.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Did I do anything this morning to be a headache?
Drink.
What?
You're late.
Oh, I'm always a couple minutes late. Why don't you just make the time? I have to be here at 5:35.
You were a trio of couple minutes late. You're always at least five.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's more than a couple.
You should make it...
Couple makes it sound like it was just, like, I walked in at 5:31 or 2.
Well, that's normally what time I pull up in the parking lot.
Lance Armstrong is in... I guess he's not in trouble. He's decided to give up fighting the doping charges that have been dogging him for years.
He doesn't seem like a person to give up. Very easily.
Live strong. Quitter. Cheater. Whatever.
Do you really think that he was cheating, though?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Because the entire sport was cheating. Just like I think everybody in baseball in the late 90s and early 2000s was taking steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, he does lots of good things.
He does.
Live Strong's raised hundreds of millions of dollars for cancer research. And that's great.
But, so you think everybody else were also doing the doping?
Well, no, they've been busted doing it in bicycling. That's the thing.
Gotcha.
Armstrong says that he'll probably, or pardon me, he's just saying the cards are so stacked against him, he'll never have a fair shot of clearing his name. Okay.
Makes sense.
Armstrong posted a long, angry letter on his website saying that the agency's investigation of him is, quote, an unconstitutional witch hunt. He added that the toll this has taken on my family and my work for our foundation and on me leads me to where I am today. Finished with this nonsense. He also mentioned the fact that he has passed hundreds of tests over the years, and that's still not good enough for them. He said, quote, whatever they asked for, I provided. What is the point of all this testing if, in the end, the USADA will not stand by it?
Well, that doesn't really sound like he's necessarily giving up, but he's just sick and tired of having to prove himself.
Yeah, but if someone's trying to railroad you...
If he's passed all these tests over and over and over, why can't they just drop it?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously... Are they saying the tests aren't good? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't fail any of them. I mean, understand why.
If before I read this story, you asked me what the USADA was, I would have no idea what it means.
I don't know what it is.
And actually, it doesn't even say in the story what the USADA is.
So nobody really knows what it is.
Well, no, I'm going to look it up. Because I was looking for the word B in there, but there's no B. Oh, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. That's what it is.
Oh, there's an anti-doping agency?
I guess so, yeah.
What?
Anyway.
Really? Okay.
Anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. If people who really feel like they're innocent don't quit fighting.
No, but he's obviously taken a million tests. So if you've taken this many tests, why do you have to keep taking tests?
I don't know.
To prove that he hasn't been doping. So weird saying doping. Every time I hear the word dope, I think of my grandma when we were bean bugging. And that's what the name of the Roundup was when we would bean bugging. She'd call it dope.
Anyway, so Lance Armstrong's a cheater.
He's not a cheater. I don't believe that he's a cheater. I really don't.
I don't think you win the Tour de France 7 times in a sport where everyone's cheating and not cheat. That's the only thing.
Have they tested everybody?
There have been dozens that have been busted in bicycling. So, I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. And I still think Lance Armstrong is a fantastic guy. I mean, Sheryl Crow got over him. You know, I will too.
Okay.
I also found this morning that I thought was very interesting. Good little travel tip. If you're going to book a flight, for the Friday Friday the 13th. You'll get a discount on your airfare.
Nuh-uh.
Because of superstitious people who don't want to fly on the 13th. That's on a Friday.
Would not want to fly on Friday the 13th.
When was the last time an airplane crashed on Friday the 13th?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Don't like Friday the 13th. I don't even like going to work on Friday the 13th. Just don't like it. I think we're done with them for the rest of the year, though.
We're not going to have another one until next September.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, over a year without a Friday the 13th.
Thank God.
Seems like one comes up about every few months.
It had been lately. Yeah. Like, we had a ton of them this year.
But, so, I am personally not that superstitious.
I hate them.
I'm only superstitious about sports or games that I play.
Really?
Like, when I golf.
So, you've never been superstitious about the black cat crossing your path? Like, no. Not even just a little?
No.
Like, not even enough to go, oh, there's a black cat. Like, not...
No.
No?
No.
What about walking underneath the ladder?
I don't do it because I don't have ladders around me often enough where I would require walking under one.
What about your brother? Does he?
I have no idea.
So, does he walk under ladders?
I'm not my brother. I don't know.
I'm asking you a question.
I just gave you the answer. I don't know.
I want to know.
Why is my question? I want an answer.
Because it's superstitious, and I want to know if he does it or not, if he believes in it, because he's around ladders all the time. I'm just curious.
Well, there was 20 seconds wasted. And now my headache's getting worse. Today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hi. Hot 104.7. It is 619. Andy and Mel topping out at 91 today. Going to be a little windy and then rainy this weekend. 60% chance tonight. It is the opening night of high school football tonight.
Yay.
And let's see. When is the rain supposed to come? Oh, it won't be till late tonight, like after 4 a.m. So we should be good. You won't have to bring umbrellas out to the newly remodeled Howard Wood Field.
That would be good.
Or wherever you're going to a game tonight. So, anyway, it is 70 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dear men who are smart, hot, awesome, and madly in love with me, please start existing.
The Hot Morning Show! Hot 104.7.
Today is August 24th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Steve Guttenberg is 54 today.
Cool, I like him.
Yeah, Police Academy, and Three Men and a Baby, and Three Men and a Little Lady, and that's about
that's it.
I think he's probably sitting by his phone waiting for a Three Men and a something or other.
Teenager? Adult?
A Three Men and a Middle-Aged Daughter?
Yeah. Probably.
Dave Chappelle's 39 today. Really wish he hadn't given up $50 million for Chappelle's show. It was pretty funny. Marley Madden, it was funny. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. That it was stupid that he gave up $50 million.
Oh, I thought you were like laughing like, Marley Madden is... drink! Marley Matlin is 47 today. I said Marley Matlin is 47 today!
I don't know who that is.
Oscar-winning actress.
What was she in?
I can't remember.
Okay.
But she's deaf.
Oh,
Reggie that. Miller is 47 today. Craig Kilborn is 50. He was the original host of The Daily Show. See, it was a little more lighthearted when I didn't have to explain it to you, and then when I had to explain it, then it made me sound like a jerk.
I'm sorry, I didn't know who she was. So that didn't make any sense.
You really never heard of Marley Matlin?
No.
Wow.
No, I have not. I don't know who she is.
Have you heard of Charlize Theron?
You like my nail polish?
Yeah, it's cute today. Greg Kilborn, the original host of The Daily Show and The Late Late Show, is 50 today. I think I said it, but I couldn't remember. Cal Ripken Jr. is 52 today. He's everything right with America. Didn't miss a day of work for 16 years. Of course, he didn't have to work September through March, but...
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Or he only worked... Well, he didn't have to work October through March. Well, actually, more like January.
Okay, whatever.
Linda Hogan is 53. Probably going to spend the day... Drink the tay? I had a joke in mind, and I can't talk. I was going to say that she was probably going to plan to spend the day with her two sons, Nick and Brooke, but...
Ah, funny, funny.
And Vince McMahon is 67 today. 1933 years ago, in the year 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted, covering the city of Pompeii, Italy, with 13 feet of ash. Enough people were instantly killed and frozen in position they died in for centuries. Like, they're still...
Really?
Frozen in place.
Weird.
Yep. 1456, printing finished on the Gutenberg Bible had nothing to do with Steve's family. Amelia Earhart, on this day in 1932, became the first woman to take a nonstop flight across the U.S., going from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey in 19 hours and 5 minutes. But today is the greatest day I've ever known, because I'm running out of time, and it's not that great anyway. Because on this day in 1869, brilliant Cornelius Swarthout invented the waffle iron. Yay!
It's Waffle Day!
It's Waffle Day. That's why today, August 24th, is... So, what's coming up in the dirt?
Oh, I'll tell you what, celebrity couple broke up. That's coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Starships were meant to fly.
Yeah, I think so.
Hot 104.7, 636. Andy and Mel, up to 91 today, a little windy. That's going to be one of my 5 strangest songs.
Yeah? Okay.
The lyrics make no sense.
Yeah, I don't necessarily get it, that's for sure. It was kind of a silly thing to sing about.
Starships were meant to fly. Hands up, touch the sky.
If you don't say hands up in a song, it's not a hit song.
No, it's not.
You know, that's
we should
my theory.
Start keeping a tally of all the songs that say hands up or put your hands up or anything to do with hands up.
I bet you they're all hits. Like, they will all be top 40 for
no,
sure
there's,
or
there's,
top 100.
There's some songs that are not doing well that have hands up in it. I can't believe no one's done a song called Hands Up.
I'm going to do a song called Hands Up and I'm going to sell it.
Okay, good luck. Earlier this week, the owners of a hair salon and gun store in Kansas were busted for owning guns since one of them was a convicted felon.
Hold on. Did you say a hair salon and gun store?
In Kansas, yes.
A hair salon and gun store.
Yeah.
I am so going there.
And the website 11 Points went and found stores that sell 2 unconnected items.
Oh, okay.
Among them, party balloons and home health care in Venice, California. Mapleton Taxidermy and Cheese Store in Ontario, Canada. Now, this one they put in there wasn't terribly accurate, but it's still, I mean, if they had done it right, it still equally doesn't make sense. Funeral home and subway in Worcester, Mass. It was actually monuments and a subway in the same building.
Not so bad.
Well, still, there's still like.
It doesn't
unrelated.
Really go together, no.
No, I think whoever wrote the blog post wasn't paying attention. They just saw monuments and thought it was a funeral home.
10-4.
Okay, pizza and wedding dresses in Oneida, New York.
That's not even a good combination at all. What if somebody got some of that pizza grease
on?
I know,
drip sauce. I mean,
ooh.
I'm one of those people who has the problem with any time I wear white, I spill red food on it.
That would
like ketchup, spaghetti sauce, pizza.
Yeah, bad, bad idea.
Video rental and tanning in Marietta, Oklahoma.
That's okay.
Grab a movie?
Yeah.
After you go? I can't believe there's still a video store there.
I'm surprised they still have videos.
Maybe, pretty soon it'll maybe be just red box and tanning. Yeah. Towing an ice cream in Marshall, Missouri.
Oh, that's what I... Well, you know, get an ice cream after you get towed.
Yeah, but you never get towed to the towing place.
True.
You get towed to a shop.
But you never know.
And cars and pool tables in Visalia, California.
Cars and pool tables.
Guy stuff, I guess.
I'm all right with that. Yeah, it's like a man's store.
Yeah. Too bad there isn't a store called Chicks and Beer.
They do have those. It's called strip clubs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, but you can't take them home with you.
No, you can't.
You can try.
You can go buy a chick and beer. That's called prostitution. Somebody just got busted for that at a hotel here in Sioux Falls.
Hookers and liquor. Open 7 days a week. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:48. We're going to top out at 91 today. 70 right now. So it's the weekend. You probably throw back a cold one or two, whatever. Maybe you'll go to Hookers and Liquor and pick up some snacks. I actually got a tweet this morning from Papi Chulo. He says, "Hey, Andy, I've always wanted to open a topless car wash, but no one wants to be my partner. Are you in?" Well,
I think you could get away with it. I don't know if you would have to have permits for it or not. I think you would still have to have pasties, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think that you could make that one work.
I'm going to say I'm not in. Not because I wouldn't enjoy it, but because I don't have the money to go in on it.
All you need are some bubbles.
Bubbles?
Soap. Bubbles.
Oh, I thought you meant the stripper's name was Bubbles.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah. Too.
Anyway, I have three ridiculous myths about drinking that you probably believe.
Okay.
First one is that beer gives you a gut, or a beer gut.
Well, alcohol does.
Well,
it gives you empty calories.
It has a lot of calories, so yeah. It'll make you gain weight.
So
but it won't necessarily give you a beer belly any more than eating a lot of bacon sandwiches would.
Bacon sandwiches sound good.
Absinthe makes you hallucinate.
Well, not the one that's in the States.
Some people claim to see stuff when they drink it, and some even say it's more like doing drugs than drinking because of a hallucinogenic compound in there called thujone. But the truth is, absinthe has such trace amounts of it, it can't actually make you hallucinate.
Well, there's stronger versions.
Absinthe is just strong.
Yeah.
So if you've ever had it and thought you did hallucinate, you were probably just hammered. It's actually not any more harmful than any other type of alcohol, which is why the U.S. lifted the ban on it in 2007 after it was outlawed for 95 years.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And American beer is weaker than other beers. Obviously, depends on the brand, but this one has mostly to do with how we measure alcohol content. In most countries, they measure it by volume. In the U.S., we measure it by weight, which are two different things. Volume is the space it takes up.
Mm-hmm.
Weight is how much it weighs.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, 5% alcohol by volume is the same as 4% alcohol by weight.
Okay.
So, it's not really that much less booze in it.
Gotcha.
So, now we learned about alcohol. Now it's time to learn about hookers.
Why? You're obsessed with hookers.
No,
now.
It was a natural segue. And I didn't really want to go there, but I felt like I couldn't leave it alone. That's all.
Or topless car washes.
Topless car washes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our vice president has stuck his foot in his mouth rather securely once again. You know what I'm about to play?
No, I just... Never mind.
What?
It's okay.
What?
Nothing.
You mean I almost had diarrhea of the mouth?
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. It was close.
And where you kind of started stumbling.
Yeah. I know.
Would have been bad. Would have been like
diarrhea.
That news anchor. Would have been like that news anchor yesterday where he like started saying something and then where he finished the sentence. Remember that part?
Well, No. Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's Joe Biden after that 30-second diatribe.
I've known 8 presidents. 3 of them intimately.
He's known 8 presidents.
Intimately.
I've known 8 presidents.
Three of them intimately.
Ooh.
How intimately is what I would like to know. Yeah.
They go to hookers and beer all the time together.
No, it's liquor and hookers.
Oh, liquor and hookers.
Yeah.
Hookers and beer sounds better and kind of like a country song.
But, I mean, could we try to think of some combo businesses that aren't necessarily going in the gutter like we always do?
We have to go in the gutter? Oh, some like weird combo businesses, huh? I don't know.
Motor oil and sewing machines.
Yeah, that would be weird together. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't really quite work.
How about TCBY Fitness Center?
Well, it's frozen yogurt, though. So it would, you probably should do a McDonald's
DQ
Fitness Center.
Grill and Workout.
Grill and Workout.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
So kind of oxymorons, really, is what
they
would,
those would be the funny ones. You know?
Just kind of just out of, I don't know. I'm trying to think here. I'm apparently not imaginative this morning.
Sanford Health Center and Funeral Home.
Oh, that's really bad.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, they're two different things.
I know.
I'm out right now.
I know. I can't think of anything.
We have got all the latest that was big story overnight was Lance Armstrong. If you didn't hear about it, he's quitting. What exactly he's quitting, we'll tell you what it is coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7. .com